In Volume 2 of our series, Jim Rohn discusses the idea that he is perhaps most known for, indeed that helped to launch an entire industry, the magic of personal development. For Jim, as a young man, being introduced to this idea by his mentor, Mr. Earl Schoaf, was truly a life changer. And in this session, you'll see why. The first couple of segments discuss some of the essential components of personal development, and we finish by discussing one of the great assets of those who adopt the strategy of personal development, that of overcoming adversity and actually thriving during tough times.
Next subject, personal development. Some of the things Mr. Schoaf taught me starting at age 25, some things came quickly, some things came easily. Setting goals, that was easy. We're going to talk about that later on. But this one I had to struggle with, personal development. It was hard for me to give up my old blame list. It was so comfortable blaming the government and blaming my negative relatives and the company policy, unions, wage scale, economy, interest rates, prices and circumstances and all that. That was difficult for me to give up. That was quite a transition for me to make, and blaming myself. But Mr. Schoaf started out with something very, very important. Let me give that to you. He said, "It's not what happens that determines the major part of your future. It's not what happens. What happens, happens to us all." He said, "The key is what you do about it. It's not what happens, it's what you do about it." And he said, "If you will start that process of change, do something different the next 90 days than you did the last 90 days, like picking up the books to read. Do something different, like the new health disciplines, relationship with your family, whatever it is, doesn't matter how small it is. If you'll start doing different things with the same circumstances, since we cannot change the circumstances, but we can change ourselves, we can change what we do." And then he gave me another secret to success when he said, "What you have at the moment, Mr. Rohn, you've attracted by the person you've become. What you have at the moment, you've attracted by the person you've become." Few little simple principles here. Once you understand these, it starts to explain so much. Now, sometimes it's a little tough to take, blaming yourself instead of the marketplace, taking responsibility instead of putting it off on someone else. That transition sometimes is a challenging mission. And this one was a little tough for me. He said, "Mr. Rohn, you've got pennies in your pocket. You've got nothing in the bank. The creditors are calling. You're behind on your promises." And he says, "Here's how that occurs. You've attracted, up until now, you've attracted the things to you because of the person you've become." Now I said, "Well, how can I change all that?" He said, "Very simple. If you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside. All you've got to change is what's inside. To have more, you simply have to become more." And then he said, "Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Start working on yourself, making these personal changes." And he said, "It'll all change for you." So let's talk a little bit about personal development, that extraordinary adventure I undertook starting at age 25. And I've never ceased that adventure. I'm still going for it in the 90s. I want to get better and better. I want my craft to get better, my business operations to get better, the things I do to get better. Because once I picked up this simple formula, I'm telling you, it's easy to figure out where the problem is if you go to work on it. Now, let's talk about personal development. And in helping kids understand personal development, I always start with money. Now, money's not the only place to start. Money certainly isn't the only value, but we've all got to start somewhere, and money's something you can count, right? Kids are interested in money, okay? A lot of things are a little tougher to measure, but economics is pretty easy, right? Because you can count. Okay, somebody says, "How are you doing?" So, "I don't know."